This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaidverse magazine, and on today's episode, we continue our reading of Showstride's book 4, Testing Friendships. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week, and if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon. The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's book 4, Testing Friendships, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dybul, read by Piper Clem. Chapter 23. Mac, what are you doing here? Callie was so happy to see her friend, she didn't even care that her shouting brought on stares from many of the people standing around them. Callie halted Obi and Mac grinned and caught up to them. I came to cheer you on, Mac said, a bit of shyness in her voice. Congratulations, Obi looked great. Thanks, Callie said. I've missed you so much. Me too, Mac said. They walked together in silence back to the stalls, where Callie untacked Obi and put on his shipping halter. Lupe asked if he could give Obi a bath for her. Could I hand graze him first? Callie asked. Bath after? Lupe gave her 2 thumbs up. Callie, Obi, and Mac strolled up a small hill past the warm-up ring to a grassy open field. Thanks again for the bracelet, Mac said, looking at the ground while absentmindedly rubbing Obi's shoulder. And for your note, that was really nice of you. I meant everything I wrote, Callie replied, sounding a bit shy and awkward herself. I'm sorry I ghosted you. Mac was still looking down as she gathered her thoughts. What you said brought back a lot of hurt feelings from my old barn. I felt like everyone there thought they were better than me. I mean, they did feel that way. I'd hear them talking about it. I didn't think that at all, Callie began, but Mac held her hand up. I know you didn't, Mac told her. Her expression landed somewhere between sad and apologetic. It's been really hard not riding since I broke my wrist. I feel like I've spent the past month just feeling sorry for myself. You got on Joey and everything just seemed so easy for you. Callie nodded. But then I rode him the other day and things came right back. For the most part, I mean, my legs hurt for a full 2 days afterwards, Mac said with a laugh. Then her face turned serious again. I rode with a bunch of mean girls at my old barn. I would literally hear them saying that I couldn't ride, and that's why I was always falling off my old pony. It was awful, and it went on for such a long time. I don't think you're like that at all, and it's not your fault. It just brought back those memories. That makes sense, Callie said. Obi picked his head up to stare at something in the distance. Then he stuck his muzzle back down into the grass. I'm glad you know I didn't mean it like that at all, Callie added. Mac nodded. I was a bad friend for ignoring you. I'm sorry, Tal. Callie wrapped her friend up in a hug. It's okay, she said, but it's really not that easy for me, just so you know. Riding is never easy, and it's definitely not being a catch rider. I saw Goose this morning, and I had to run away and bawl in the porta potties. I don't blame you. He was so sweet. You'll have your own horse one day, Callie, I'm sure of it, and until then you'll get a lot of great rides. That is true, Callie said, a smile spreading across her face. The girls walked Obi back to the wash stall and Ryan intercepted them. Your ribbons, Tal, he said, waving a pile of white and pink rosettes and placing them on top of her tack trunk. There might have been a peak of yellow in there, too. Ryan, will you take a picture? Mac asked, handing Ryan her phone. Say, horse shows, said Ryan. Horse shows, the girls said in unison. Mac took the phone back from Ryan and flipped it around to show Callie the picture. Callie's face was red in the photo, and her vest definitely wasn't as beautiful as her show coat was by itself, but Callie didn't mind either one. She hoped the shot would make the photo collage in the tack room back home. Want to look up what you got in each class? Mac asked. Callie nodded her head no. She'd figure that out later, just in order to write notes on the backs of her ribbons, her little tradition so that she could look back at them later and see the progress she'd made with showing. Callie never heard the placings announced, and for the first time, it wasn't the highlight of her show day. She had good rides on her horse, and even better, she had her best friend back. That was winning.
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door, with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.